This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. We're again hearing stories about wildfire smoke drifting south from Canada into American cities. And if you listen to the evening news, climate change is often blamed for this phenomenon. But University of Washington Atmospheric Sciences Professor Cliff Mass says the Canadian fires aren't really that unusual.
It has happened before. In fact, in the boreal forest area, May is the big month, historically. In fact, I did a blog about this, and I even gave some of the dates. It so happens that May is a big month for fires there.
But Mass says we don't always hear about them.
And it makes complete sense that May is the month, because what happens is, you know, they're coming out of winter. You know, the previous year, there were all these grasses that grew. They had died over the winter. And all of a sudden, you start warming up. And all of a sudden, these grasses, the snow's off of them. They dry out quickly, and they're very flammable. And so you need some lightning or some people starting it, and you get these big fires.
Which happens, Mass says, from time to time.
Actually, May is the most frequent month for fires in Alberta. I'll give you an example. And so, yeah, it's not that unusual to get these fires.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the Canadian wildfire smoke and Mass's perspective on why it came here.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.